Title: What the Third Circuit's looming decision regarding whether college athletes can constitute employees will mean for universities and employers of unpaid student interns. Content: The Third Circuit is expected to soon make a decision as to whether student athletes can be considered university employees under the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA. But its interpretation of the law might reverberate beyond the confines of college sports and could implicate whether unpaid student interns must also be treated as employees. In late 2019, Ralph Johnson, a former Villanova University football player, initiated a class action in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, Johnson et al. V. National Collegiate Athletic Association et al., asserting that student athletes in Pennsylvania, New York, and Connecticut qualify as university employees under the FLSA, and thus must be compensated for their time spent related to their athletic activities. In early 2020, the university defendants filed a motion to dismiss on the grounds that, 1, student athletes are amateurs, 2, the Department of Labor already determined that student athletes do not qualify as employees under the FLSA, and, 3, student athletes do not meet the multi-factor test for student employment under Glatt v. Fox Searchlight Pictures Incorporated, 811 F.3d 528, 2d CIR 2016. In 2021, the district court denied the motion to dismiss, finding that the student athletes plausibly alleged a claim that they are employees of their universities. In February 2022, the Third Circuit granted the university defendants' petition to appeal the decision to decide the following question: whether NCAA Division I student athletes can be employees of the colleges and universities they attend for purposes of the Fair Labor Standards Act solely by virtue of their participation in interscholastic athletics. The Third Circuit is scheduled to begin oral arguments on January 18, 2023. While the Seventh and Ninth Circuits previously considered and rejected the argument that college students are employees, much has changed in the last 2 years. Namely, after numerous states passed laws to permit student athletes to seek compensation in exchange for use of their name, image, and likeness, the Supreme Court's decision in NCAA v. Alston, 141 S. CT 2141, 2021, rejected the NCAA's argument that all limits on student-athlete compensation are lawful, and soon after, the NCAA adopted an interim policy to allow student-athletes nationwide to profit off their name, image, and likeness. Further, wider recognition of how many hours student-athletes are required to devote to their teams while some universities greatly benefit financially from those efforts could change how courts interpret who qualifies as an employee under the FLSA and relevant Department of Labor regulations. In fact, the district court here found that, if the plaintiff's allegations are proven, then student athletes would be more akin to employees under the Glatt multifactor test. NCAA amateurism for more than 100 years, amateurism meaning student athletes cannot be paid, has been a hallmark of NCAA athletics, and one of the primary arguments for rejecting any argument that student athletes are employees. However, Alston found that the NCAA's bar on education-related benefits violated antitrust law, and thus rejected the argument that all limits on student-athlete compensation are lawful. Similarly, in the present case, the district court rejected the circular argument that student-athletes should not be paid because they are amateurs, and that such student-athletes are amateurs because the NCAA forbids paying them. While the Third Circuit will not likely conclude that student-athletes are all employees entitled to wages, it may likely follow the Supreme Court's recent precedent in Alston and find the university's amateurism argument without more unavailing. Department of Labor's interpretation: another historical argument, supporting the position that college athletes are not employees, relies on applicable guidance from the Department of Labor, DOL or Department. Using that, the defendant universities here argue that applicable DOL guidance on the matter supports its contention that student athletes are not employees. For instance, the Field Operations Handbook, published by the Department's Wage and Hour Division, notes that interscholastic athletics that are conducted primarily for the benefit of the par